Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. We want to welcome you to the broadcast tonight. We are so excited to be with you as we are every Thursday night. So we are just wanting to share great information with you. We hope you had a fabulous day today. And we are going to welcome you for the first time listeners. We thank you so much. And if you're a long time listener, we thank you as well. We get the great opportunity to share some things with you and to let you know how important you are to us. My co-host, Veronica McMillan, is probably going to join me hopefully tonight if she's able to. But if not, we're going to move right along. So we want to welcome you again. I'm Francine Allen Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women and their families through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition programs and classes. We foster a sense of education through entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference in the lives of our community. So we know that this is February 2021. It is Black History Month. There is so much that we can share about Black history. We want everyone to talk about things that are happening in your community. So sharing is caring. So if you have great information that you have learned, please share that with your community, because our history is every single day. It is not just for the 28 days of February. It is 365 or 366 days a year. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on my co-host, Veronica McMillan. Hey, Veronica.
Hey, Francine.
How are you this evening?
I'm fine. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Because you know with technology, you all sometimes you have to ask that question because you're just not really sure what in the world is going on. I was just welcoming our audience and talking about Black History Month. It's 365. It doesn't stop just because they give it a month for us to celebrate. Mm-hmm. We celebrate every single day, and we talked about that last week as well. But February mm-hmm. is also the love month. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that tonight in relationship building, because that's so important as well. And as we're looking at our families and our friends and our community and our businesses, what can we do better, Veronica? What do you think as far as building the community and showing concern and love for our fellow human beings?
Mm-hmm. That is an absolute wonderful question. I think if we could ever get the answer to that, I think it would be just absolutely wonderful. I think number one, I think that we have to be truth tellers. And then we have to be, number two, I think that we have to be authentic in what we are doing and not to be afraid of somebody else's, whatever their thing is, because there literally is enough for us all. And sometimes in business, people are grabbing for things without building relationships. And so I believe, and I heard T.D. Jakes say this maybe a couple of years ago. He said, build relationships first and resources will come. And so those are my, I believe, the top three in terms of what we're doing in terms of building strong relationships, loving one another and the things that we do. So that's my two cents worth for anything.
Okay, absolutely wonderful. And that's a great segue into the next question that I have. But what I wanted to say about our love relationships is all about our language, how we speak to each other, how we perceive others, whether they look like us or not. It is our obligation and also our duty to let people that we encounter know that it's not always about what we've heard from somebody else. We bring our authentic selves to every program that we do. Veronica, you know how hard we work to put these programs together and to let the community know how much we support them. But I think the key thing is to, in any relationship, whether it is personal or business, the other person, as you approach them and you meet them, they have to know that you're open to that relationship. So the next question that I had for today, Veronica, I know, and I can do these kind of questions with Veronica because I know her very well, audience. Okay, so you have to get to know her as well too. So that's why I wanted to do that tonight. Could you just share a snapshot of who you are as a businesswoman and what you bring to the table to help our community grow?
Mm-hmm. A snapshot of who I am as a businesswoman, first of all, first and foremost, is that, you know, I am love represented in the earth. That's first of all, mm-hmm. number one. I am love represented in the earth because I am a follower of Jesus Christ. And I think you and I have made that known since we've been on radio. So I'm loving mm-hmm. the earth. And then the other piece of that is really, I am an emerging businesswoman, meaning I'm always unfolding and learning, and I'm open for learning. I think the biggest problem for a lot of us when it comes to business is that we think we finally have arrived. I'm not saying in terms of you don't use your expertise or what have you, but I'm always in this place of learning and growing, because when I remain open to new ideas or what have you, I remain open for expansion. Once I can expand myself, I can do more. I know what my niche is, and I try very hard to stay in my lane. And even you and I had this conversation of paring down some things that I'm not doing this year. But definitely knowing what my lane is, but being open to new ideas, new experiences. Prime example was, you know, about the new things that we're doing or what have you. Mm-hmm. I had a counselor call me today, and she's referring some clients to us. And we just got a new website built for the whistle services that we're offering. And I'm thinking everything is great. They send the referral and all that stuff. And when I went to our referral page, I realized that the link for the referral was not active. And so basically, mm-hmm. I just called her right back and let her know the mistake on our end. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to say,
yes,
hey, you know, something happened. And I wanted her to know that, hey, it was a mistake on my end. The referrals mm-hmm. that you sent to me, I didn't get, but please resend them again. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we'll take care of the client or what have you. And so I think it's so important for us to understand that we are emerging and unfolding in the things that we do. So that is who I am. And then, of course, you know, I am a giver in every sense of the word. And
mm-hmm.
I love sharing and teamwork and all of that stuff. So that's who I am as a businesswoman, Francine. I got a little wordy with that. But
No. Because I think this is what we want the audience to hear, the relationship that you and I have. Most people probably wouldn't understand because they don't really know us. But I wanted to kind of share that because we were talking about our love language and about love. And to be in business, you have to love what you do. And so
mm-hmm.
that's why I thought this would be a great segue into that, to just for each of us to tell a little bit about who we are as businesswomen. I started my first business in 1992, because my son was born that year. And I had played around with business a little bit before, probably like in 89, 90, and I really did not have any women that I could talk to about a business. The area that I came from and I was working for, Interior Design Studio, and they were two women, and they had this amazing relationship. And I oftentimes think about that, and I can relate to where Veronica and I are now based on those two women. They were really good friends. They had built that relationship. They had built that trust. And the one thing that Veronica and I share is our spirit of love and our spirit of giving. And I think for so many women who may not truly understand what we're talking about at this particular moment, they may not have experienced that yet. But I'm here to tell you, if you be true to yourself and be who you are and don't allow anyone else to tell you what you can or cannot be, you will be able to build a solid relationship with other women, not just one, maybe two or three. And this doesn't come along every day. And so I thank God for our relationship. And as Veronica said, we have no qualms about telling our audience that we serve a wonderful God and that He has brought this relationship together. And together we have built a company that I believe is on the trajectory to be where we want it to be. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying it's taking time. Veronica and I have been in this thing together for many, many years. You just don't walk into a relationship like this and then it happens. Mm-hmm. You have to nurture it just like mm-hmm. anything else. And last week you talked about that seed and being planted. So I really wanted the audience to kind of get to know us. We're about love and we're about giving. We're about being authentic and true to our word. I know people use that word, authentic, all the time, but you have to mm-hmm. really know who you are, and you cannot be an imposter. Because if you are an imposter in business, people will figure you out. And so you really mm-hmm. have to be true to yourself. And when you have that imposter syndrome, you are trying to, as they say, fake it until you make it. But so many times I see people fail because they're doing things that they think other people expect them to do to be included in that inner circle, and you don't need to do that. All you need to do is be true to yourself, follow your beliefs, and you will be on the right path to building a wonderful, sincere, authentic relationship. And I'm getting a little wordy, but I just wanted people to kind of know who we are, because they don't get to really see the personal side of us. They really get all just the business, but it is who we truly are. And so the other thing that I wanted to go right into, since we're talking about being authentic, when we look at businesses as a whole and working together with other women, can you speak a little bit about the diversity that we see as women and why there really is no competition if you are true to your word and who you are?
Exactly. I think in terms of diversity, it's just especially in this hour, I think that a light is being shown, if you will, on in dark areas where people that were hidden, no one knew who they were or anything, all of a sudden light is being shined on them now, and that it is going to require us, because it goes back to what I was just saying, an expansion of your own thinking, expansion of culture, an expansion of understanding of other people, to be able to cross the aisle and say, hey, you know, what you got over there, I can learn from you and you can learn from me. Because it's going to require all of us coming together for heavy lifting. You are not an island. And when you understand the importance of collaboration and partnership and sharing and teamwork and understanding that in this world, God has made it so that there's diversity all around us. I don't know why we've gotten into this space of some other race being superior of another and one is inferior. I don't even know why, when we can look around in the whole universe, it's speaking of diversity, but yet we'll get in here and we'll try to say, oh, it's greener on the other side. No, it is not. And so it is important that we have diversity, but it's also important that you understand who you are, your race, your culture, all of that, so that you come to the table knowing that you bring value to it. And that, I believe, is so, so important in this where we are right now. COVID-19 changed the game, and we have to see that as a blessing, and we know all of the craziness that's going on out there, Francine, but I choose to believe that COVID-19 is a gift, because it changed so many things. And the way we were doing business, the way we were doing church, the way that we were doing finance, everything changed. And so it requires us to be diverse, diverse in our finances, diverse in the way that we do business, family, communication, church, all of it across the board. And then, as I said, I believe the universe is the great example of that, because we see that on a daily basis.
Absolutely, and you. And again, you hit it right on the head about the culture has changed. The veil has been pulled off, and we talked about this before. You know, we're wearing our masks now, but we are actually uncovered. The only thing we're covering now is our nose and our mouth, but everything else has been brought to the forefront. And those who were behind the veil, like on The Wizard of Oz, pushing those little buttons and making things happen and having people jump through hoops, that has all been uncovered. And if your motives were not pure and genuine, it has now been revealed. And I think so many people are falling into that sense of, well, you know, I was trying to help the community and solve problems, and I thought this was the way that I should do it. But you never really asked us. You just were behind that veil doing whatever you wanted to do. And so there really was no true innovation. We really were oftentimes still not being called to the table, even though they probably knew that we had some value to bring, but they weren't ready to share the seats around the table with us. And God has his own way of letting you be where you need to be in the time that you need to be in that particular space or that particular avenue that we don't have to worry about anymore, because the doors that God has opened for us, and I'm not bragging, I'm just telling the audience, that he has opened for us could not have been opened if we were not sitting still and listening to what God ordained for us to do. And I'm telling you, Veronica, like you said, it is a game changer. So to our audience tonight, this is what I want to say. If there's no authenticity, if there's no diversity, if there's no intervention, if there's no change and no conquering of new things in what you're doing, then I believe you're going to have a problem as you go into 2021. Because now that the veil has been uncovered and everything has been brought to the forefront, you're either going to get with the program or you're going to get left behind. And just, you know, and that's just the way that it has to be. And so the next thing I really want to talk about is the, how do we as business women conquer some of the challenges that we are going to face? Because as we go into COVID-19 into the year 2021, and we know that people are getting the vaccinations and things are going to open back up, how can we be better prepared for some of the challenges that we're going to face in 2021?
I think number one, first of all, don't be afraid. I think that we have to understand that, especially something new, you know what I mean, that there is that anxiety when you're doing something new. And we could speak to that with some of the programs that we're going to be offering this year. And you're just going to have to go ahead on and just do it. But I think you got to be prepared as well. Today I was thinking about, I was doing a training or was facilitate and was in a training, and I started thinking back, what mistakes did I make last year that I don't want to make this year? So you go back and look mm-hmm. at and reassess, where did I make a mistake? So then if you see that that was a mistake, now you've learned a lesson from that, and then you jump off from that. What do I need to do different? Who do I need to meet? You know, I had put in mm-hmm. another call to another agency regarding presentations and stuff, and I had been sending, and then nothing. And then all of a sudden, here I get another email like, hey, we want you to present to our counselors in March. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Another opportunity for us. You know what I mean? And so I think that, mm-hmm. one, we got to don't be afraid. I got tongue-tied. Don't be afraid, but also be prepared. You know, what mm-hmm. did you learn from the mistakes that you made, and how are you preparing yourself to enter into that new space, that new thing, that new job, that new whatever it is that's new for you, but being prepared for that opportunity? Because, again, the doors of opportunity, we know they don't fly open every day. So when you get that mm-hmm. big door of opportunity to open to you, you have to be prepared. And will your knees be knocking depending upon how great the opportunity is? But also yes. the very fact that, you know, you're doing mm-hmm. something new, that causes your knees to knock as well, because you're like, oh, God, what if I make a mistake? Just like I said to you mm-hmm. today, I'm like, when the counselor called, I'm like, hey, we need your address and all that stuff, or the authorization releases and stuff, I'm like, say what? You know what I mean? So it was yes. it was an excitement, but then it's like, okay, now I got to be prepared to make sure so that the referrals can keep on coming. So that would be my mm-hmm. 2 cents worth that I would add to that, Francine.
Absolutely. And again, just to piggyback on what you said, we know that great things are coming. And we know sometimes we're thinking, you know, am I good enough? Do I have everything prepared? So what I want to say is just what Veronica said, don't be afraid. Be proactive. Put yourself out there now, because you know that when that opportunity comes, and it is coming, if you've been putting in the work and you've been networking and you've been preparing for something new, you did the pivot, you made the changes that you needed to make, put yourself out there. Grant yourself some grace, but be ever ready. So when they do call and say, hey, we need that information, Veronica's got it right there. I got it. Hey, we want you to present this to our group. Yes, I will be there. And for me, we need your speaker page. Okay, got it, you know. So just be ready for whatever's coming, because great things are coming. And if we are prepared and if we are being true to ourselves again, and I have to keep saying that, stop worrying about what other people are doing. We're not in competition with anyone but ourselves. We as exactly. business women have to be ready. This is, we've talked about this before, and people say this every year, and I know that they do, and they say it's the year of the woman. But, Veronica, something mm-hmm. feels different this time.
Mm-hmm.
And, ladies, I'm going to tell you, and nothing against the men. You know, I love our brothers, and, you know, I love my husband. I know you love your husband. We both got sons. Love them. But mm-hmm. I believe it's our time. And when that door is kicked open, whether we have on high heels, boots, or some Chuck Taylors, is that what they call them? We better be
no shoes at all.
Yeah, or barefoot, you know, with our pearls on from the waist up, because it's still virtual, and have our little mm-hmm. lipstick on if you wear any, or lip gloss, and be ready for what's coming, because I have this feeling that we are in for some wonderful things as we transition out of 2021. It's only a few days into the year, and transition out of 2020 into 2021. I'm getting tongue-tied now because I'm so excited. I'm just overjoyed. We have to start early, be prepared, let nothing stand in your way. Be proactive, and I truly, truly believe that some great things are going to happen. I just really feel mm-hmm. that, and be intentional about everything that you're doing. So if we have about 6 minutes, so I want you to tell our audience, I know we gave them a lot, Veronica, and they're probably like, what's going on, you know, but tell them how they can get in touch with you and, you know, whatever else you want them to know about the organization itself.
Yeah, wonderful. So same information that we give every week. Website is themicrononprofitnetwork.org, or we have a new website for our WISA services, and that is WISANetwork.org, WISANetwork.org, so you can see some of the new services that we're being offering, and then info at Micro Nonprofit Network via email, and then, of course, our telephone number, 757-572-0974, to contact us for services, speaking engagements, chit-chat about starting businesses and all of that stuff. And I tell people all the time, I don't mind a 10 or 15-minute conversation with someone, but beyond that, you have to have coaching fees. Coaching and consulting fees are beyond 15 minutes.
That's right. Absolutely. And we definitely stand on that track this year. We're not going to waver from that. And again, we love our clients and we love what we do. And every single day I get the opportunity to share something with someone about something about business or their finances, whether here on the radio show or on a Zoom. So I get to live my best life right now, and I'm really excited about that. So if you're interested in anything that Veronica has told you so far, you can contact me at icwdirector@gmail.com. You can go to issuesconcerningwomen.org for the Issues Concerning Women site. And I also have a new site. It is Black Tops, just like it sounds, BlackTops, business, BusinessBusiness.com. And it's all about the speaking engagements and everything that we have coming up. So just check us out there. And so, Veronica, could you give our audience just some words of encouragement as we go through the love month? Because I know some people are not in love. Everybody ain't in love, so we not try to pretend that they are. But you should be loving yourself, even if you're not loving somebody else. So can you give them some words of encouragement?
I guess that's the word of the day, that you are the love that you're looking for. I think oftentimes that you're trying to go outside of yourself to make it happen, but get to loving you first. And when you think about the things that you want in someone else, do you have that same character? Do you have that same thing? Or are you doing that same thing for yourself? So I say you are the love that you are looking for. That's my words of encouragement.
Absolutely. And if you're loving yourself, and you're treating yourself well, and it's a whole lot easier to love somebody else. If you're not doing what you're supposed to do for yourself, if you're not healthy in mind, body, and spirit, because we know this is a hard time for so many people, and we're not taking it lightly. We've just been blessed. And it didn't happen overnight. We put in the work, people. And so if you haven't been doing what it is that you want to do and what God has ordained for you to do, I suggest that you look in the mirror and really ask yourself, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing at this particular time in my life? And once we do that, and treat yourself well. And that's the other thing, Veronica, too, because we have to be healthy mind, body, and spirit. You know, it's not about, you know, fancy cars and clothes, and because that's just material things. But we have to be willing to take care of ourselves and to take care of those that we care about, you know. So whether you're in a relationship or not, you know, you have children or you have close friends and sisters and brothers, look at how you're treating people. And then if your life is not good, it's probably because of some of the things that you're doing. It can't be everybody else. So every once in a while, we just really have to look at ourselves and dig deep and be true to ourselves and love on one another. So, Veronica, with that being said, we got about 60 seconds. So we want to thank our audience for hanging out with us tonight. It's all about love in February. Yes, yes. And we look forward to being with you guys next week. And we will be bringing you some more great information. Check out our websites. Veronica gave those to you. Check those out. And we just look forward to hanging out with you guys again. So take it away, Veronica, and then we're going to cut this thing off.
All righty then. So the only thing that I just got to just say is just love somebody, love God, and love yourself. And we will see you all next Thursday. Have a great night, everybody.
All right. Good night, everybody. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. you're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show, with your hosts, Francine Allen Humphrey and Veronica McMillan. We will be back next Thursday. Stay warm, love yourself, and love those around you. It's so important. God bless you all. Good night. Bye-bye.